What the NCAA Says. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 12. Hi, this is John Fugler, and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. And it's a weekly podcast now. I've been retooling this, and so you can count on an episode being released every Tuesday. That's my pledge to you. No matter what happens in my life, I pledge I'll have one out to you every Tuesday. Oh, I say that because life has been crazy these days. We just had a flood in the kitchen and dining room. Our dishwasher backed up. That's a long story. But anyway, we had soapy water underneath a floor that we had just put in a few months earlier. So we got a chance to get that ripped out and go back to Lowe's and say, just, we want the same stuff. Here's the order from last time. Just duplicate it. Thankfully, it's the same price. And thankfully, our insurance is covering it. So I got to go pick up my car, too, because we just had that worked on today. New battery, some wiring, things like that. So life goes on. You know what that's all about. And yet I pledge every Tuesday we'll have the Athletic Scholarship Podcast for you. 15 minutes, it will change your scholarship future. I've replaced the blog that I've been writing for years with this podcast and keeping it short, 15 minutes, because I believe that this is should be a simple process. Not easy, but simple. And so I want to hone in on those kinds of things that's actionable content for you. And speaking of actionable content, make sure you download the new publication I just came out with. Almost hesitate to call it a publication. You think, I don't want a book. I just want something simple. Well, it's How to Get Recruited in the Next 30 Days. And it is simple. It's just a few pages. And I cover three key things in there on how to get recruited in the next 30 days. It can happen. Do you want your son or daughter recruited? Of course. Does it have to be a long process? Well, it is going to be a long process, but you can see the needle move in the next 30 days, and your son or daughter can get recruited. So be sure you go to my podcast page, recruitme.com/podcast, and there, click the link to be able to get this download. Or just go to my homepage because it's there as well, recruit-me.com. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what the NCAA says about recruiting. Recruiting rules are just so weird and so complex. And thankfully, you don't need to know them all. The process I take families through and the step-by-step process to an athletic scholarship, make sure you're staying within the rules. But the burden really is on the athletic institution and particularly the coach because he or she needs to know the recruiting rules, and they do. Of course, you read about violations all the time, and some of the time it's because the coach didn't know the rules. But that's something that is, you don't have to know all the rules. The coaches do, but you need to be aware of the rules because you may be wondering, well, why isn't the coach recruiting my son or daughter? Why am I not getting a phone call, email, text, things like that? Why are they not hearing from the coaches? And that's because there are limitations that they have. In fact, in this edition of the podcast and in the show notes, I have another link there for you, and that is for the recruiting calendar, a calendar which will show you exactly what are the time frames that a coach can contact your athlete, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, and when in those years the contacts can happen. A strange thing is it's different from sport to sport, although several of the sports are grouped together. But I don't have this recruiting calendar memorized, and you could ask me a question about a certain sport and whether my kid can get called or we can do the visit or that, and I won't give you the right answer all the time until I check the recruiting calendar. So make sure you go ahead and access that, and I'll have the latest recruiting calendar in the show notes at recruitme.com/podcast for this edition, episode 12, okay? Episode 12. Recruiting calendars are important. They're the basic guidelines NCAA member schools have adopted rules to create an equitable recruiting environment that promotes the well-being of student athletes. I say that quoting the NCAA. That sounded really official, didn't it? The rules define who may be involved in the recruiting process, when recruiting may occur, and the conditions under which recruiting may be conducted. I want to go through some frequently asked questions that parents and athletes have to help bring clarity to this as you move forward in your recruiting process. So recruiting, they even define what recruiting is, and I'm going to quote the NCAA. Recruiting is defined as any solicitation of prospective student athletes or their parents by an institutional staff member or by a representative of the institution's athletic interests for the purpose of securing a prospective student athlete's enrollment and ultimate participation in the institution's intercollegiate athletics program. Okay, can you repeat that back to me? What this is saying, I'll interpret this for you, that it's not just the athlete that the school, the institution contacts. That if it's a parent, that's also part of recruiting by any institutional staff member. So not just a coach, but it could be somebody else in the athletic department, and for the purpose of getting that student athlete enrolled and participation in the program. What is a contact? It's any time a college coach says more than hello during a face-to-face contact with the college-bound student athlete or the parents off the college campus. So that's a contact. Anything more than hello. What is a contact period? That's a question that comes up. During a contact period, a college coach may have face-to-face contact with the athlete or the parent. He can watch student athletes compete. He can visit their high schools or write or telephone student athletes or their parents. So the contact period, and that's why it's important to download the calendar, the recruiting calendar, because it'll bring clarity to those times of the year and when in a student athlete's progression from sophomore, junior, senior year, when that contact can happen. So face-to-face contact. Then there's an evaluation period. An evaluation period is the time when a coach can watch student athletes compete, when he or she can visit their high schools, when they can write or telephone student athletes or their parents. However, a college coach cannot have face-to-face contact with the student athletes or their parents off the college's campus during an evaluations period. So the student athlete can be evaluated by college coaches, but the coach can't come up and talk with the student athlete during that evaluation period. There's a couple other questions that come up often, the quiet period and the dead period. So I would encourage you to, in fact, I'll provide a link to the NCAA site so you can see that definition of a quiet period or dead period. But here's a question that you really need to know the answer to. What's the difference between an official visit and an unofficial visit? And let me explain. Any visit to a college campus by the student athlete or his or her parents paid for by the college is an official visit. Visits paid for by college-bound student athletes or their parents are unofficial visits. So it depends on who's paying for this visit, and you're allowed 5 official visits. There's a limit of 5. I highly encourage you to make unofficial visits because you can do that earlier in your high school career. So be sure to do that. Make unofficial visits. You're speaking loud to a coach when you say, I want to come see you. I want to visit the school on my own at my own expense. And that can go miles. I talked with a college coach not too long ago who said, this is huge in the whole recruiting process. It shows you have sincere interest. So that's the difference between an official and unofficial visit. What is a national letter of intent? What is a national letter of intent? You hear about athletes being signed. Well, that's what that is. They're signing a national letter of intent. It's signed by the student athlete when the student athlete agrees to attend a D1 or D2 school for 1 year, one academic year, and the institution agrees to provide financial aid for one academic year to the student athlete, as long as the athlete is admitted to the school and is eligible for financial aid under NCAA rules, in other words, grades especially. And so, it's 1 year. This isn't a four-year scholarship, although it most likely gets renewed each year. That's mostly the case if the student athlete is in good standing. And this is written. The verbal commitments don't hold any water. So this is the written letter of intent that the student athlete signs, making that commitment, that the institution signs, making that commitment back to the student athlete. It could be a full scholarship, it could be room and boards, it could be books, whatever the deal might be, it'll be specified in that letter of intent. So that's what everybody is signing when they say, hey, I've signed with such and such a school. And when a student athlete signs a national letter of intent, that means that no other schools would be able to recruit him or her. They're prohibited from doing that. So that is like the final, it's done, and signed, sealed, delivered, and you're on your way. So so that's a little bit about some of the NCAA rules, and I encourage you to go to the NCAA site, poke around, do some searches there. They are pretty clear, and it's really easy in most cases to understand what they're saying. But this recruiting calendar is really huge for you, too, to be able to download, print it out so you have that and you know what the limitations are and what the freedoms are. And again, how to get recruited in the next 30 days, I want you to have that download as well. You can read through that and apply the three things that I have in there. And I want you to make sure you get that and so you know where you're heading in this recruiting adventure. If you have any questions for me, please go ahead and write to me. I'd be glad to answer. And in some cases, I even will answer your questions on the show. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast, 15 minutes. So we'll change your scholarship future. Hopefully this 15 minutes has done just that and helped bring some definition to these NCAA rules. Again, go to my show notes. I have links and resources there as well. And until next week, next Tuesday, next one releases, I'm going to make it happen no matter what happens here in my life. God bless you. Have a great week.